Al tischel bishach, when he tells somebody, don't start off with me in the morning. Rashi, even the tax collector comes. He tells the person, listen, in the morning it's their times. Don't bother me in the morning. Or else he tells him, shachrasu, it's in the morning now. Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh, don't bother me. He doesn't mean just to push him off. He means to say that today's a bad day, it's a demon day today, watch out. That's Menachish. Moitzoy Shabbos, it's right after Shabbos, don't bother me. It's a bad time now, that's a Menachish. Tana Rabban, look like this. The Pasuk says, Loisenachashu, Veloisenenu. So what does Nichush mean? Again, Soinenu, that means the times. He tells people, now's a bad time, now's a good time. What's Nachashu? Nichush. Mechashiv to go in Elo HaMenachashim B'chulda. They tell people about a weasel, or they use a weasel when they see a weasel go by. They say it's a bad sign. B'yayfres with birds, or b'dogim with fish. That they use these things to say it's a sign today's going to be a bad time. Rashi is a Menachashim Yekashiyetzim Aderech. Okay, Shemaschu B'shumda. Whenever they start to do something, they say this is a good sign. That's a bad sign. That's the kishuf of Menachash. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamechalal es Hashabbos b'dover shechayovim al zdoin ekoros v'asher goslesh chatis." We had before the Mishnah that if you mechalal Shabbos, you chayiv skila. That's one of the chiyuvim of skila. So, what type of an malacha do you have to do on Shabbos? You have to do a malacha. If you do it b'zodon, but without aid, without hasro, you chayiv koros. And v'asher goslesh, if you do it b'shoyig, you chayiv a korban chatis. Zumar says, "Mechlal the ikam midi the chilul Shabbos heve mashma." There is a certain type of a chilul Shabbos. You're doing something wrong, and v'yein chayovin that you're not chayiv lo yashav yosay chatis lo yazdoni koros. There is such a malach on Shabbos that you do not have this punishment. The question is, may what is it? We know all the lametes malachas on Shabbos. They're chiyav chatis b'shoygig, but mezid it's a koros, and with asru and edim you get skila. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? Only separate certain types and not all of them. The answer is, my tchum invalid with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's shita is that the issa to walk outside the tchum on Shabbat is an issa d'iraisa. However, there's no chiyuv koros, there's no chiyuv chatis, it's only a lav. And havorah invalid with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, that's what the Pasuk says, leisavaru eish b'chol mashrateichem. It takes out eish, b'chol lametes mlochis, l'lav yosis. To tell if you make a fire on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yosi, you only over a lav. That's all. There's no chorus and there's no chatis. So for such a chet, you will not receive skila. That's the Mishnah teaching us. That there are certain malachis that you do on Shabbos, you're not chayiv skila. Then the Mishnah says, we had before, Hamakalal, other the Yimai, the Mishnah said before, if you curse your father or your mother, you're chayiv skila. V'yein echayiv achikalalam b'shem. You have to use the Hashem's name, the Shem HaMafarish. The Yudkei Vodka you have to use. Kilolam Bikinui, what's going to be if you use another name? Rashi says, like Elokim, or Shakai Tzavois, Chanun Rachum, use these words, that's Vachlekis. Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, yes, still Yechayiv. If you cursed your parents with the name of Rachum or Chanun, Yechayiv Skila. Vachachamim Poikrim, they say no. Well, some say we don't have Hashem, it has to be the Shem HaMeferish, and not a Kinuyim. Now the Gemara says, "Man chachamim, who is the chachamim in the Mishnah that say that kill other the imay is only with the shame itself and not with kinuyim?" Man chachamim. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi." Our Mishnah goes, "Because the chachamim is Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi." The Tanya will learn like this: Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, point there. The pasuk says, "Binokfoy shame yumas." Now the word shame is extra. Joshua said, "Nokfoy yumas." So if somebody cursed, he's chayiv me. They were talking about he cursed Hashem, but the word shame is extra. So matam loy m'shame. Why does the pasuk say the word shame? Limud al makalul of vimoy. He dashes the extra word shame. He has to come to teach us that if you curse your parents, shein chayiv achikalam b'shame. You only chayiv skila if you curse your parents and you use Hashem's name. Because here by the actual birkas Hashem, it says an extra time the word shame. So it's extra here. It comes to teach us that in another place that you need it, that's by kill other vimai. Rashi says, "V'nokfa yumas hoyeloi lichtoiv." Just should have said, "V'nokfa yumas." That's all. Matam loy m'shem. What is the word shame doing there? And man, in your life, we do not need it here. So aksiv v'noikiv shame. It says already here we're talking about you cursing Hashem. So in the winyan l'makal lo vimai. That's his far. So Mishnah, that's Pshat Chomim, and now Mishnah, that's Pshat Chal now Mishnah, that Yoni Chayiv, on Yoni Chayiv Skila, if you curse your parents with Hashem's name. Tana Rabbanu, word like this. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Ki Kalo. So Ish, Ma Tam Alayim Ish Ish, what's the extra word Ish? What does it say, Ish Ish Ki Kalo? Le Rabbois Bas, that not only if a son curses his parents, but even if a daughter curses her parents. Or else, tumtum viandrugnus. Any type of a son you have. A tumtum means it's covered over, we're not sure whether he's a male or female. Viandrugnus also, he has both simonim of the zakar and the keva. So, both of them, if they curse their parents, they're chayiv. Now, ashe yikal ish ish, it also says, ashe yikalal es oviv yes imay. Now, ein liyel oviv imay. So far, I only know if you curse both of them. That's when you chayiv skila. You have to curse both your father and mother. Oviv shlo ima. How do we know if you only cursed your father and not your mother that you chayiv skila? Or else ima shlo oviv. You only curse your mother and not your father. I mean, how do we know that you chayiv skila for each one of them separately? Talmudem, the pasuk says oviv ima kilo. It ends off the end of the pasuk again. Oviv ima kilo. It's like it says the word kilo at the end next to the word ima, and it starts off ish ish. It says the word kill next to your father, as if each one separately. A dom of boy, so we dash like this, oviv kilo, at the beginning of the pasuk it says the word oviv next to the word kilo. And at the end of the pasuk it says the word imoy next to the word kilo. So we dash in oviv kilo, imoy kilo, each one separately, chayis kilo for. Dibur Rabbi Yashia, these are the words of Rabbi Yashia. But Rashi says here, kloimar, somach kilolo, Barasha Mikra Liyoviv, the beginning it says Ishish Ashekalis Oviv, over Saifai Samach Limai, the end of the passage says Oviv, Imai Kilel, but since the word says the word Klala next to your father, next to your mother, that's what Rabbi Yashia learns, it means each one separately. That's Rabbi Yashia's Svara. Wherever Rabbi Yainasin is a famous Machalikis, or Rabbi Yashia and Rabbi Yainasin, that Rabbi Yainasin, I may know, Mashma Shneim Tiecho, do Mash Mecha Befnei Yatzmai. He says, no, the Mashmais of the passage itself. True, it says both ish ish, ashiyakalis other viyasimai, but it does not mean both together. Pashana means both ways, whether you curse both of them, whether you curse one of them, either way, yechayiv misa, yechayiv skila. Ad shiyaporot locha kosav yachtov, until the Torah says clearly the word yachtov, like it says by klayim. And it says clearly yachtov together. Now, the Shalai Taimu do not think it's also to be chorosh b'shor levadoi. And the chamor levadoi, the Torah says clearly the word yachtov. So that's his mashmos. Whenever it says two words, it means each one separately, unless the Torah says clearly, yachtav only together. There ish oviv imai means each one separately, yachayiv misa. That's Rabbi Yonasan's svara. Now, so it goes to the yachtav. Now, plus again, Zoraf, mice yumas, we have them killed, a son, or child, that curses his parents. So, vidashin biskila. Now, that's the Mishnah before, if you curse your parents, yachayiv skila. So, Marius, how do you know this? Atoyim of the skill, you're telling me it means skill of the word mos yumos. Are you ain't well of the yechud mikol mitzvah mos matera? The Tfasik only says mos yumos. Kill him. Maybe. Any way to kill him. How do we know with skill? Maybe one of the other dalad mises. The Torah says, it says, ends off here, ne'er makan, the dom of boy. Ends off with the words, dom of boy. His blood should be there. The ne'er malahalan, the mayim bomb by a chi of skill. That's the hekish of the dom of boy. That's the word to teach us it means skill. Because there it says clearly the words of Sokloisai. Now, Oineh Shemano. So far we hear that you get punished if you curse your parents, you are Chayiv Misi, Chayiv Skila. Azor Minayin, where's the law in the Torah though before this not to curse your parents? We don't have a law. The Torah never says clearly just on the law. It only says here the Oinish. So the answer is, Tam Lev, there's another passage that says, Elohim Leisakalu. You should not curse. So far we're saying it means choil, this word Elohim, which means a dying. You're not allowed to curse a dying. Now, imhoya oviv dying, what would be if your father would be a dying? Harehu b'chal Elohim leisakalo. He's b'chal this postuk of Elohim leisakalo. So that's the azar we're saying now. Just like you can't curse a dying, that's the azar of the lav. Do not curse your parents either. Now, v'imhoya, the postuk says Elohim leisakalo, and v'nosti leisor. the Hoya Aviv Nos, let's say your father would be the Nosri, the president or the Melech, Harehu Bechlal, he would be Bechlal the apostle of the Nosri V'yamecho Loisor. So what it means to say is when it says this lav, not to curse Elohim, a Dayan, or a Nosri, so it means anybody, not only them, your parents also are Nichlal in that lav. So, Einoi Loi Dayan V'loi Nosri Minayin, how do I know that if you only have a regular father that's not a Dayan, and he's not a Nosi, how do I know he's also Bechlal this lav, this Azor, not to curse him? Or Marta, I'll tell you like this, I'll learn out from these two. I'll learn out from both of them together. It says both of them, do not curse a Dayan, do not curse a Nosi. So I'll learn out from these two, everybody. What does it mean to say? Lero dying just from the word Elohim alone, from dying alone, I cannot learn out anybody. Kiro nosi. Shure dying at the mitzvah of harosoi. Because the dying, there's a tzivus listened to him. He's a dying. If he gives us a psak, we have to listen to him. So maybe he's somebody special. So only a special person like Elohim, like a dying, to him the Torah says not to curse. But maybe a nosi you would be allowed to curse. So therefore the Torah says, Kiro nosi, shiat the mitzvah of harosoi. Like if it only said the word Elohim, I would not know the word, I would not know a Nasi. Because a Nasi, you don't have to listen to his track like the leader. He's not the Dayan. But still, now that it says the word Nasi, I would not know Elohim, I would not know a Dayan. Because it's as far the opposite way. For Loiro Nasi Kuro Dayan. That a Dayan is not like a Nasi. Why? Sheha Nasi, the leader of Klai Yisrael, Ata Mitzuv Al Hamrosoi. You're not allowed to rebel against him. There's a tzivu not to be mamre against him, like she says, like it says by Yeshua, Kolisha Sheyimra es Picha, he'll be killed. So you're not allowed to be rebel against the leader. So that's a special mile of a nosi. Kirol dying, but a regular dying, she atem etzuv al hamrosoi. You have no tzivu not to rebel against him. There's only a special lock of a zokin mamre where he goes against the Bez Nagodol, that's a special inyan. But not the Bez Nagodol, there's no inyan of Hamro against the Dayan. So therefore, if we would just say one of them, I would not know the other one. But now that it says both, it says the Dayan and the Noster, I know everybody. Hatzara Shavashvim, what's the common denominator here? Hatzara Shavashvim, Shehen Biyamacha, that they're with us and they do mitzvahs, they're a regular Jew. So v'yato muzra kulosam, there's nazaru not to curse them. Therefore, afani yavi yavicha shevamcha. If your father also does mitzvahs like a regular Jew, I'll tell you there's a law also here not to curse your father. V'yato muzra kulosam. Therefore, here's the azaru, you cannot curse him. Nalimor says no. How can you learn out a regular father? Mala parashav shebem shekain gudulosam garmalehen. Both of them have a special milo. A Nosi has his milo, and a Dayan has his milo. And when you have a mamitzino with a pirka kolda, we ask the question. She came on out. Must is true. Talmudoyma says a third pasuk. A third in Talmudoyma, loisakalo cherish. You cannot curse a cherish, a deaf person. There's nazara not to curse him. So Mura says no. Maybe there is biyumlolim shaviyamcha kosam adaber. That's a very low person. A person that's deaf, he feels very bad. So Rashi says, by him, if you curse him, you'll kill him. Like that bothers him a lot. Since he's, Rashi says, b'shvolim, since he's such a low person, k'may hayudim amlolim, I will soon see. Almost 1 second. So didn't understand. This is the Havminu. The Havminu is, let's call a cherish, b'mlolim shavamcha. Even a low person, like a cherish, also applies the lav. So for sure, your father fits in also. Mar says no. I'll tell you another svara. Since he feels so bad that he's deaf, therefore curse would like kill him. So therefore the Torah warns us not to curse him. But maybe a regular person is no azara. Rashi says, since he feels so low that he's deaf, here's the role of a cause. The Torah warns especially not to embarrass him and not to mitzayim, give him pain. Because when he gets pain, he puts it onto his heart. It makes him feel doubly bad. Oyvei, people are cursing me. You know why? Because I'm deaf. Makes him feel double bad. So here the Torah says, that's a good question. Very good. Very good. Good, good, very good. Okay. Sign language, or else they write it down to him. He finds out about it. Yeah. Right. So once again, it does from a kala cherish. Again, I would not know a normal person. Here it's a special svara, shekein harishosa garmaloi. Samar says, if so though, Nosi Vidayin Yachichoy. But now let me learn it out from Nosi Vidayin. That Mala Nosi Vidayin, what they're not Umlo, and you see there's a Chiyuv if you curse them. Samar says, no. Mala Nosi Vidayin, she can't give the loss and garmel him. Maybe only by them, because their greatness causes us to give a love, not to curse them. If so, Cherish Yachich, even though you're not so great. The Chazar Adin, I'll come out once in the other, the Chazar Adin, Leroy Zekeroy Zel, Leroy Zekeroy Zel, Tavashova Shabem, Shem Biyamacho, they're doing mitzvahs, they're a Jew, the Yato Muzara Kilos, you're not going to curse them, these three people, Afan Yavi Yavicha Shabiyamacho. I'll also include, I'll learn out from there, your regular father, if he does mitzvahs, you're also in the law not to curse him. The Yato Muzara Kilos, Tamar says, no, still I can't learn out a regular father from these three people. I tell you, Mal, it's not a Shavashabim, Shekain Mishunin. Still there's a story. Each one has a special reason. A Nosi and a Dayan are Gedalim. That's why we can't curse them. A Cherish is an Umlo. He feels terrible. That's why we can't curse him. But maybe a middle man is not the Chav Alav. You have to be either great or very low. But maybe a normal person is not the Chav Alav. But still I do not know. Where's the Azara not to curse your father or your mother? We only know the Einish. Where's the Azara? Must be like this. Elim Ken, this is the question now. Elim Ken, Nichtav Kro, Oy Elohim, Vecherish. Oy Nosi Vecherish. Elohim Lomeli. What are the posts that got to say two of them, Elohim and a Nosi? Let it just say Elohim, let it just say Cherish. So I would know a great person, I know a low person. Why does it have to say Elohim and a Nosi for? Let it just say one of the two and the word Cherish. If we just say Elohim, you think because he's so great, Cherish shoulders are not so great. Cherish is so low, Nosi is Elohim, so you don't have to be that. He's great Elohim, Nosi is also. So one of these two is extra, the Elohim or the word Nosi is extra. Samar says, if you do not need this extra word, either the word Elohim or the word Nosi, to know Inyan Leoviv, put it for a regular father, that he's also Bechal this Azara, not to curse him. Samar says, Honicha, this is all very good. Leman diyom Elohim chol. If you know that this word Elohim lois takalo means a regular dying chol, a person, not Hashem. Leman diyom akayush, the word Elohim, according to him, should read Elohim. It means Hashem here. Ma'ik leman, what can you say then? Then we have the pasuk song about Hashem. If you can't learn out to a regular person, the time you learn like this, the pasuk says Elohim so chol. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Elohim loisakalel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's an azor here, not to curse a dayin. It means chol. Rabbi Akiva loime Elohim, it should be kodesh. It means Hashem over here. The time went like this. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov loimer azor lemavorach es Hashem. And how do we know the azor not to curse Hashem? Talmud loime this pasuk Elohim loisakalel. So according to him, we don't have an extra word here. We would not know the azor to curse your parents. So leman diyam Elohim chol though. How does he know? Gomar Kodesh Michol. We learn out Kodesh not to curse Hashem from the Azara, not to curse a regular person. Like Madoch, you can't curse a Dayan, for sure you can't curse Hashem. Laman Diyam Elohim Kodesh. According to the Yama here, that the word Elohim here means Hashem. Gamrinan Chol Mikodesh. I'll answer you, you have to learn out, just like it's an Azara, not to curse Hashem, the same thing also as the Azara, not to curse the dying. We could learn out Chol from Kodesh. Rashi says, O Mishani, Mandi Yom Elohim Chol Al Korchich Goma Kodesh Michol. You have to learn out the Azara, not to curse Hashem from this Azara. So Leyashkuchon Azara Birchos Hashem. There's no other pasuk of the Azara alone, not to curse Hashem. Elo Mihocha, from this pasuk. Hilkach, therefore, I'm forced to say that Mandi Yom Kodesh. Even if you hold the word Elohim, Elohim here means Hashem, Goma Nami Chol Mikodesh, you could learn out from the same love not to curse a dayin. V'yeshka Nazara L'dayin is Nazara for dayin. The Aleph Lem Yazara the Kodesh. Gosaka Bat Havmin is Mamatinu Goma. Shemachi Parach, Duma Kodesh Azizach, Elohim. So Havmin is just meant to say a regular Mamatinu. This thing marks the question. Bishleim leman diyom Elohim choyl goma kodesh michel. That's good. It's like a kavu choyma. Madoch the Torah gives an azara not to curse a dayin. For sure, it's a svar. You can't curse Hashem. That's a good mamatinu. But the other way, el leman diyom Elohim is kodesh goma chol mi kodesh. How could you do that? Dilma maybe a kodesh azar achel yazar is a big svara. Maybe there's only an azara not to curse Hashem. But the curse to regular dayan, how do you know to include that? That's not a svara, that's not a mamatinu. And the more true, it's not a regular mamatinu, but in kain, if so, lichta kro loistakal. Loistakal, Joshua said, loshin yochid, right. What's the loshin elohim loistakalel? What's the double loshin? Shramina tarti.